This is Hania, and my major is cell molecular biology. And today we are going to talk about single molecule transcription. And as you can see on the screen, topic today is single molecule transistor. And we are going to talk about field effect transistor first. First, I'm going to talk about the mechanism of single molecule transistors. Then we will go to application and design of FETs. Transistors are in fact due to the fast development of information data, there is a critical need to produce smaller scale of electronic devices. And transistors are used to amplify or switch electrical signals. And on molecular level, single molecule transistors typically consists of three terminals, source, drain, and molecule in between. And a gate is used to control the current flow through the transistor. And electrons move from source to molecule, and then they are injected from molecule to drain. So they are moved from source to drain, and we use gate to and we use gate to control the current flow through the transistor. Now the question is, what is the mechanism of a single molecule transistor? The basic mechanism of a FET is controlling the position of Fermi level of electrode and molecule. And as you can see, there are two different barriers between in the system. One barrier is between electrode and molecule, and the other barrier is between molecule and drain. So in order to have a conduction, electrons should move from electrode to should pass through two different barriers. So these two different barriers play an important role in transportation characteristics of our system. And these two pictures, you can see the mechanism and how it works. As you can see in for example, here in our molecule, there are two different electron states. One of the electron state is occupied, and the next possible electron state is unoccupied. Electrons should pass through, and there is a barrier between electrode and molecule. And if we shift the Fermi level of electrode to up to the energy level of the lowest unoccupied electron state, then one electron can pass through the barrier and move from electrode to single molecule. And if we decrease the energy, if we decrease the Fermi level of electrode to the up to the energy level of the highest occupied level of molecule, then one electron can pass can move from electron to the electrode, and we need both because first electron should pass through source to molecule, and then it should pass through molecule to drain. Also, chemical biological interactions can change the energy level. So this is the basic mechanism of FETs. And now the next question is how it works and how we should control the energy level of electrode or molecule in the system. As the name implies, it is worked by the effect of electric field of gates on molecule. An important concept here is Coulomb-Blackhead effect. Coulomb-Blackhead effect says that if we have a very small system due to the small dimension, very small dimension, there is a repulsion between charges. So if one electron enters the system, then next electron cannot enter the system before the previous one leaves the system. And it is called Coulomb-Blackhead effect. The electron sits in the junction in barrier, and if we apply a bias voltage to gate, then there will be a electrical field here, and it helps that electron tunnel through the barrier. Of course, practically, electron cannot tunnel, but quantum mechanically, it can tunnel through the barrier. By increasing the voltage, we can control the conduction. For example, by applying a certain amount of voltage, one electron passes, then by increasing it, two electron, and the energy level of electron is discrete, so it moves discretely, and this system is called one molecule transistor. So this is the basic mechanism of single molecule transistor, designing a single molecule transistor is a bit challenging because because the molecule should be fixed to source and drain, and it should be enough close to gate so that the electric field of gate affect on molecule. We'll go through to the mechanism of single molecule transistor.
Okay, so single molecule transistor usually use carbon material, for example, graphene, as electrodes. Carbon materials contain molecular scale nanocaps in the which single molecules are chemically assembled by stable amino bonds in the nanocap electrodes. Graphene is zero cap semimetal. Single molecules can be connected to graphene electrodes by stacking, but also through covalent bond. Single molecules FETs placed on graphene electrodes have more uniform performance because it doesn't have variable electronic properties. Advantages of graphene are high conductivity, high carrier mobility, single atom thickness, and conjugated planar structure. Due to the conjugated planar structure, organic molecules and electrodes construct good interfacial contact through the van der Waals interrogation. An ionic liquid gate can be used to apply an electric field to a single molecular channel. In addition, single molecules FETs with a liquid ion gate can replace shortcoming of solid states and can operate in a liquid ion environment. An example of the shortcoming of solid state is the distance between the gate electrode and the molecule should be as small as possible to generate a large enough electric field. And that is difficult to achieve in a solid state.
Okay. Hi, my name is Tony and I study physics. And next we're going to look at single molecule fed space on single walled carbon nanotubes. Single carbon nanotubes can be seen as a graphene sheet that are old, but that's not exactly how they are made, but that's how you can look at them. They have exceptional thermal, electrical, and mechanical properties as graphene as well. And also the properties of these single-walled carbon nanotubes is that they have many different chirality structures. They can be metallic or semiconducting. Here in this picture, you can see that these blue cells, if the structure is in a blue cell, it's going to be a metallic structure, and otherwise it's going to be a semiconducting structure. We can use them as electrodes or channels in the PET. We use metallic structures in electrodes and these semiconducting structures as channels. They form high quality contacts between like molecules and single carbon nanotube, make high quality contacts because they are at the same size as the molecules. Here is an example of using single carbon nanotubes as a electrodes in the picture on the right, and on the bottom it's going to be a channel. First, let's look at the electrodes. They are placed there and then they are cut through electron beam lithography and selective oxygen plasma etching. The gap that's forming in there is going to be a smaller than 20 nanometers, and the molecules is going to self-assembly form into the gap. In the bottom picture, we can see that this is a graphene single-walled carbon nanotube PET, actually. We're combining the two mechanisms. And first, we're going to place the graphene there, and we're going to break it by bending. One common method of breaking the gate. Another one we could use is a electromigration, but that's not used on graphene. It's used on some other material, some carbon material. There's going to be a other advantages of carbon materials is that they have a similar properties as a macro scale metal material, but they are in a nano scale, so they're smaller with a similar properties. They have a work function of about 4.5 to 5 electron volts, which is a semiconducting material.
Hi everyone, I'm Louis. I'm studying engineering in physics and chemistry, and I will present you the last part of this presentation, which is application of the single molecules. So first of all, it's not saturation, sorry. We have the possibility to talk about the regulation of the continuum interference effects. So the continuum interference of the single molecules is described by the interference effects of the two electrons through the single molecules. And these interferences in the APT is an effective means to control, as you can see, the transmission coefficients, which means that by controlling the continuum interference, we can control how the transmission works in the single molecules. That can to be regulated by the control of the molecule charge states or by the molecule energy level conditions. So that improves the switching performance of the single molecule. these single molecules are effective to take care about the spin effects. The spin effect is a negative way to reduce, sorry, the single molecules can achieve the spin directions, and we use for that magnetic an electric fields because as we talked about it before, there is not a lot of electric field naturally inside the molecule, so it's easier to control, and it's a classic way. I mean, we use a superconductor channel and things like that to create an electric field, and by that way we can control the position of the spin. And controlling that gives us the possibility to introduce some free radical molecules and create some as ferromagnetic or anti-ferromagnetic coupling. And that's these single molecules are important as an important to control the spins, and that's permit to explore more the transports, the spin transport of the individual molecules. We can have a quick look at the regulation of the thermoelectric effects. This thermoelectric effect, by definition, is the interaction between the head and the charge flow. And by adjusting the main transmission of ultra by electrostatic control, we can improve the thermoelectric performance of the single molecules. Moreover, we can control the superconductivity because we can observe a lot of physical phenomena when we use superconductivity electrodes. So we can use the superconductivity to control the control interference, which are useful for example, the first point we call the regulation. And to conclude about this part, we can say that the main function of the single molecules is to modify the potential energy of the molecule by applying a good electric field and to modify the relative position between the molecular orbital and turn level. Of course, we didn't observe and try all the possibility of that physics application, but we can guess that in the close future we can use them for more things and more practical things, not just as an experience to observe.
Maybe I'll start with one comment or last question. So you already, every place here you use this term FET. It means field effect transistor. It means that you have certain physics behind it. But then you also talk about single electron transistor now, SET. And these both can be used in a single molecule transistor. Now they were nicely mixed together in this presentation, but there was correct points from both, but you never separated them. But In that sense, it was, yeah, the single electron transistor is like a, what we went through the lecture, and I think field effect transistor, we didn't go so much in that lecture. And yeah, question is that can you, do you know the difference between these two?
I think is controlled by electric field, but there are also another kind of they're controlled by, for example, another current flow.
The final thing is the same in both. And you both control electric field, so easily mixed, but it's just a phenomena. So you talk about a tunneling, that's a single electron transistor. You have Coulomb blockades, you have tunneling, you have plenty of exactly correct. But field effect transistor is that you don't have a tunneling. You just have a channel and you shrink the channel by field. So you rebel all the electrons from a channel. This is basically how the carbon nanotube transistor works. So these are kind of two different mechanisms, and they both are used, and then there's a couple of others, not so much used. But what was your impression? Are they used, this single electron, single molecule transistor? Are they used somewhere? Do we get the next Pentium 500 is based on a single molecule transistors, or is it something which is not going to happen, or what was your impression when reading the articles? Do they have a future in the devices? Do they exist after 5 years in our mobile phones?
With nowadays, with carbon in there, in the gate, they have many difficulties to make them, at least right now. The photons affect them, so we have to make pretty how we are gonna construct the gates and electrodes. It's gonna be hard now, but they might have a future. Maybe not in 5 years, but
I think
carbon is a common material, so if we can construct them easily, it's gonna be a good one.
I think the possibility seen, but in the site, so next year it will be more for researchers and research, and because of the service reason, so maybe longer time.
Yeah, I think that's a correct estimate, because it has been there quite a long time already, and the progress is much, much slower than expected.
I have one just question. What was it? What means this zero gap semi metal? I don't know. What, can you explain it a little bit? Okay, what's wrong? Okay. Anyone else? Am I the only one who? Have to say no, but I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, but did you have it in the course, or was it something?
It was quickly mentioned.
Okay, but now that I feel like knowing it, so please. Anyone?
What was it again?
So what is the what was the zero gap semi metal? For me, semi metal is something that you need some gap in order to decide whether you are insulated or metal.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But now you have a zero cap.
The gap is zero.
Well, because the zero, what was the gap?
Yeah. Energy gap.
Yeah. So no gap.
No cap.
Yeah. So if I explain it, please. So maybe it's so much easier if I just go to the blackboard. I can do that one. Because sorry for Zoom, you don't see it. So the point is that in a graphene, it depends on the direction. So it's basically this hexagonal symmetry. And this is your base. If you go to this momentum space also, you have these directions of movement. So your particle can move any of these directions. And basically, if you look, if you turn this and look from a side, so this is a conduction band, and this is a valence band. So these are fields with electrons, and these are, and it actually goes like that. These are empty, and the gap is here between, and it varies from zero to something big. So it depends on the direction where electron is moving, what gap it fills.
On the graphene.
On the graphene. In this direction.
And zero gap means that it comes together.
Okay. Yeah, it comes together here.
How in that position?
Then it's symmetric. Here it's a semiconductor. And if you do this, what you explained.
It's now coordination of the position in the or is it in every material is different or what? Or is it
it's in a graphene.
Axis in the lower picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is energy.
Yeah, what is the other one?
K.
And the K wave vector. Direction.
Momentum.
Momentum
and it's every of these directions. If you have momentum in these directions, so here it's a axis are k1 and k2, so the direction you are moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, the electron is moving.
Yeah, you are not moving, electron is moving.
Yeah.
But if you are moving in these directions, it's a metallic. If you are moving in this direction, it's a semiconductor.
So depending on it moves, okay, so that's kind of the direction of the movement of the electron.
Yeah.
That's your exercise.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I learned something.
And usually if you have a graphene, you haven't restricted anything, it will go in this direction because it's easy. And it's a conducting metallic.
Why is that easy? So you pick up one R, okay?
Yeah, because it's a metallic. You don't have a gap, then it goes that direction easy.
So your zero gap semi metal is a metal.
Yeah, if you don't do anything. If you don't do anything, but if you roll it to the carbon nanotube, then you make a particle in a box effect and only certain of these arrows are possible, and then it happens by luck exactly every first time. Yeah. You get this possible, two out of first times you then don't get this possible, and then it's a semiconductor. So it's a kind of a foolish word, it's a zero gap heavy metal, kind of a invention to explain difficult concepts in the one word. It's not difficult if you know the way. So you know the gap effect, and it just depends on the direction you go. What is your gap?
The direction where the electrons go when they want to
conduct. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because electric field, electric current is a movement of electrons.
Yes.
And if as we discussed in a lecture, if you electron can move only if you can go above the gap,
mm-hmm,
to the conduction band, and if there's a gap is zero, you can easily go, and you can easily move.
That's why the electrons go to the direction.
Yeah.
No. Tony, seuraavaksi tuli.
Yeah, oh, great. That's great. Great.
Any other question? If not, then coffee break.
I mean, the thing about that, it's not clear, not all terms, it's not clear, and it's no offense to all, but we are here to learn, you know? I wonder if it was.
Yes, I just want to put all the USB.